This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srivastava with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says government is seeking to regulate social media, not ban them. Group discussions at CPNUML's second statute convention conclude. Leaders see no alternative to Chairman KP Sharma Oli for future leadership. Total lunar eclipse occurring tonight at 10:11 p.m. and Japan's Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba announces to resign after election defeats. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister and CPNUML Chairman KP Sharma Oli has stated that the government is seeking to regulate social media platforms such as YouTube and Facebook rather than banning them. Addressing the closing ceremony of the second statue convention of CPNUML being held at Sunrise Hall in Godavari of Lalitpur, Chairman Oli clarified that the government is implementing the order of the Supreme Court to regulate social media, emphasizing that the government stands firmly in the interest of the country. Chairman Oli remarked that the Nepali people are ready to endure hunger but will not tolerate any compromise on national sovereignty. On the third day of the convention today, after the group presentations on the statute amendment proposal presented by Party Vice Chairman, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudal and the organizational report presented by General Secretary Shankar Pokhrel, the concerned leaders responded to the questions raised. CPNUML Deputy General Secretary and Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung said 100% of representatives supported the draft statute, which includes provisions to remove the 2-year term limit and the 70-year age cap. Meanwhile, a report has been presented stating that there was no alternative to Chairperson KP Sharma Oli in the next leadership of the CPNUML. Chief of the CPNUML's publicity department and standing committee member Rajendra Gautam said the party leaders, in course of group-wise discussions in the ongoing second statute convention, mentioned that there was no alternative to Chair Oli in party leadership. Meanwhile, General Secretary of the CPNUML, Shankar Pokhrel, said the party would be strong once the government's activities are made effective. General Secretary Pokhrel said it in response to the comments and suggestions of the groups which dwelt on various reports in party's ongoing second statute convention at Godavari of Lalitpur today. According to him, though the party had ensured 33% women representation in the central committee, the women membership makes up only 26% in the party. The Nepal Calendar Determination Development Committee has announced that a total lunar eclipse will occur tonight. According to committee chairman Professor Shambhu Prasad Dhakal, the eclipse will begin at 10:11 p.m., reach its peak at 11:56 p.m. and end at 1:41 a.m. According to scriptures, engaging in spiritual practices such as chanting, bathing, meditation and recitation during the eclipse is considered fruitful. Since the ritual period of Sutak begins 9 hours before the lunar eclipse, there is a religious belief that food should not be consumed during this time. The committee chairman said, except for children, the elderly and the sick, eating is traditionally prohibited during the eclipse. This is the first eclipse of 2082 Vikram Samvat visible from Nepal. The major ruling party Nepali Congress has decided to talk to government on the latest decision to block social networks. The government blocked 2 dozens of social networks, reasoning that they failed to get listed. The meeting of the Central Execution Committee of Nepali Congress decided to make its views public only after holding discussion with the government on restriction to social media. On the occasion of Ashwin Shukla Purnima, Yenna Punhi Me Pwa Kanegu Jatra, or the Tongue Piercing Festival, is being held in Madhepur Timi this evening. Birendra Bhakta Gaju Shrestha from Balkumari Madhepur Timi 4 is piercing his tongue to give continuity to the traditional festival this year too. There are two tongue piercing festivals that take place in Madhepur Timi. The first is the Tongue Piercing Festival held in Bode on the occasion of Bishka Jatra every year on the 2nd of Nepali month Vaishakh, and the second is on the day after Indra Jatra, that is on the day of Ashwin Shukla Purnima. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Fiber Internet, Nepal Telecom, go back. Internet TV, telephone data, ekasa.
Karma TV, Henus.
Fiber internet, fibra gati ko sansar. Telephone internet, TV, sabai kurama bharma. Nepal Telecom ko fiber internet. Naya jadan garna, tatha marmat garna. Gharmai basi basi 198 dial gare puksa.
Nepal Telecom, rashtra ko sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Deputy Prime Minister and Urban Development Minister Prakash Man Singh has expressed his confidence that the Civil Service Bill would be passed from the Federal Parliament at the earliest. Addressing a program organized by Civil Service Day Men Ceremony Committee on the occasion of Civil Service Day 2082 today, the Deputy Prime Minister Singh said the government is committed to pass the Federal Civil Service Bill, which has been expected as a milestone to strengthen administrative federalism and implement them. Similarly, Minister for Federation Affairs and General Administration Bhagavati Niyupane has reminded the civil servants to ensure effective public service. While addressing the ceremony organized to mark the Civil Service Day today, she said, "Delayed service cannot be imagined at present technological age." She said, "Competent, transparent, accountable and service-seeker-friendly administration is the need of our." On the occasion, Chief Secretary Ek Narayan Arial vowed the government employees who are committed to providing service further effectively. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Japan's Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba has announced he's stepping down after less than a year in the role following two major election losses. According to the BBC, the move comes a day before his Liberal Democratic Party, LDP, was expected to vote on whether to hold an internal leadership vote that could have forced him out. The LDP has governed Japan for almost 7 decades, but under Ishiba, it lost its majority in the lower house for the first time in 15 years and then lost its majority in the upper house in July. Japan, the world's fourth largest economy and a key US ally, now faces a period of political uncertainty as tensions rise with China and regional insecurity mounts. The 68-year-old Japanese Prime Minister said he would continue his responsibilities to the people until a new Prime Minister was selected. Ishiba took office in October 2024, promising to tackle rising prices. Volodymyr Zelensky says overnight Russian strikes on Kyiv's main government building are a ruthless attack and vows an appropriate response. The BBC cited Zelensky as saying 4 people have been killed, including 1 infant, and more than 44 injured after residential buildings were hit in strikes across the capital. Russia says that it only targeted military and related infrastructure in the strikes. The attacks come as Russian President Vladimir Putin warns the West against sending peacekeeping troops to Ukraine after a ceasefire is agreed. UK Prime Minister Starmer says he is appalled by the strikes, while French President Macron accuses Russia of locking itself into the logic of war and terror as European leaders rally around Ukraine. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy. Conditions are expected in Koshima, these provinces and the hilly regions of the country, while the rest of the areas will have partly cloudy skies. There is also a possibility of moderate rainfall at some places in the hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at a few places in the remaining hilly and Tarai regions. There is a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly areas of Koshi province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says government is seeking to regulate social media, not ban them. Group discussions at CPNUML's second statute convention conclude. Leaders see no alternative to Chairman KP Sharma Oli for future leadership. Total lunar eclipse occurring tonight at 10:11 p.m. and Japan's Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba announces to resign after election defeats. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.